Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out. I'm sick as a dog, so you just have to deal with it. It's either I do it this way and sound this way, or I don't do it at all. Either this, the show, whatever. I can't even tell you how sick I got over the weekend. I started getting sick, Friday, and now it's just terrible. It's a disaster. Jaden McDaniels converted a three-point play with 39 and a half seconds left for the lead and stole the inbounds pass right after that from LeBron James, and they had a rally. Minnesota gets it done 116-113 over the Lakers to put them up 3-1 in their series. Ant Edwards had 43 to lead Minnesota in scoring for the first time. In this edition of the playoffs, he drew a foul on James during a drive to the lane with 10 seconds left and hit both free throws. With Luka and James well-defensed along the arc, the ball went to Austin Reeves in the corner for the tying attempt. He missed it. Randall had 25, McDaniel 16, and 11 rebounds for the Wolves, who trailed by 12 late in the third quarter. Doncic bounced back from his stomach problem with 38 points. He was 13 of 28 shooting. But the Lakers head home for a win or be eliminated game 5 on Wednesday night. LeBron had 27 points and 12 rebounds for his 144th career double-double in the playoffs, passing Wilt Chamberlain for the third most in history behind Tim Duncan and Magic Johnson. He went 15 for 18 from the free throw line as well. So Cat Towns and Brunson have the Pistons on the brink of elimination. The big bodega made a go-ahead three from deep with 46 seconds left and finished with 27 points. And Brunson had 32 and 11 dimes. And the Knicks beat the Pistons 94-93 at Little Caesars in Detroit Rock City on Sunday to take that 3-1 lead in their series. Hardaway shot a three from the corner pocket before the buzzer went off. He got fouled by Josh Hart. They didn't call it. Everybody went crazy. It didn't matter. After the game, David Guthrie, the crew chief, admitted that they missed the call. It is what it is. They didn't change it. And the Knicks win it. If they would have called it, Hardaway would have gone to the line for three free throws. And that could have given Detroit the lead. Instead, the Knicks get the win after they rallied from an 11-point hole in the fourth. Towns made a fadeaway shot near the baseline with 129 left behind the glass. It was a beauty. He connected on a shot deep then, the three from around 28 feet out. Tibbs said he has amazing touch. He shoots the ball like a guard and has unlimited range. You got that right. The guy was hitting just gigantic shots. Cade Cunningham had 25, 10, and 10. A massive triple-double for his first triple-double in the playoffs and third in franchise history. But he missed two shots and turned the ball over in the final minute of the game. So he kind of cost them at the end of the day. Game 5 is Tuesday night in New York at the Garden. The Pistons have lost 9 straight home playoff games since 08, equaling an NBA record set by Philadelphia between 1968 to 1971. So Brunson did everything in this game, including get hurt in the third. He limped off the court, went to the locker room, came back. He had this right leg injury, right foot, whatever it was. But he had 15 more after that. He said, moments like that, you have to take a breath and relax. Well, whatever it was, it worked. The Knicks get it done in the Motor City. What about the Celtics? Jason Tatum had 37 and 14 boards. Jaylen Brown had 21 and 11. And the Seas took a commanding 3-1 lead in their series with a huge 107-98 win over the Magic at the Kia in Orlando Sunday night. The Zinger added 19 and a huge dunk of his own. And, I mean, this guy had so many pick-and-roll buckets in this game, it wasn't even funny. Banchero led Orlando with 31. Game 5 of the best-of-7 will be played tomorrow night in Boston. Brown said this is a big win on the road in a tough physical environment against a team that's been eager to take us out. It's not over. We got to close it out because we don't want to come back here. Derek White finished with 18, 7 boards, 7 assists for the Seas. Al Horford blocked 5 shots. Franz Wagner had 24 and 7 assists for Orlando. Corey Joseph added 12, the highest scoring output for a Magic guard in the series. So Porzingis, who played only 22 minutes because he had foul trouble, helped Boston overcome, shooting 9 for 31 from 3 with a dominant inside game in the first half. Mazzulla said, I think he set the tone for us in the half-court game. I thought he got us off to a great start offensively with his screening and his ability to get to the rim. The Magic shot 8 for 29 from deep. A dunk by the Zinger started an 18-3 run midway through the first half. A three-pointer by Zinger gave the Celtics a 9-point lead, matching the largest lead of the game with 7:45 left in the second quarter. The Magic never led after that, although a dunk by Wendell Carter tied the game at 91 with about 4 minutes and 18 seconds left. That was all she wrote. By the way, Drew Holiday missed the second straight game with a right hammy problem. And finally, the last game of the night, the Pacers absolutely rolled the Bucks. In Milwaukee at the Fiserv in Brewtown, 129-103. The Pacers are on the verge of ending the Bucks season for a second straight year. Miles Turner had 23, and the Pacers shot 60% Sunday night while winning easily. The Bucks lost Damian Lillard. It looks like a torn Achilles. That's what they're saying. What a disaster. Turner said, once he kind of looked back, I think we all knew what it was. It's a weird feeling to describe because you still have to compete. You have to get out there, and you never want to see that happen to another athlete who puts in as much time as he does to his craft and to his game, like we all do. It's very disheartening, but it happens fast. It's the playoffs. You have to be able to move on. The Pacers, who beat the Bucks 4-2 in the first round last year, can eliminate the Bucks again by winning Game 5 tomorrow night at the Field House in Indy. The Bucks have lost 8 straight road playoff games, and the last 5 of those defeats have come at Indiana. You heard me. They've lost 8 straight playoff games on the road and 5 of them against the Pacers. That's crazy. Nebhard had 20. Halliburton had 17 and 15 dimes. McConnell had 15. Naismith 14. Obi-Wan Kenobi had 13. Siakam and Walker had 12 each. They just absolutely crushed them. Giannis had 28, 15 boards and 6 dimes. He left with 4.5 minutes left with the Bucks down 120 to 98. Kevin Porter Jr. added 23 for the Bucks. It didn't matter. Their season's about over. All right, let's look at tonight. Cavs and Heat at the Kaseya in Miami and South FLA with all of that gorgeous hunk, hunk, hunk. 7:30 on TNT. Cleveland laying 8.5. They're up 3-0 in the series. They've crushed them. And then at 10 o'clock, the nightcap on TNT, the Rockets and Doves at the Chase in the city by the Bahia, in the Bahia. My son went to the game Saturday and watched Curry drop 36 and go off and win that game. And I bet on that game, and I laid 3, and it hit. So here you go tonight, game 4 in San Fran, Golden State laying 3.5, down 2-1 in the series. So only 2 games tonight in the NBA playoffs. All right, let's talk about the Stanley Cup playoffs because everybody loves hockey. Braden Schenn, Tyler Tucker, and Justin Falk each scored second period goals to help the Blues beat up the Jets 5-1 on Sunday to tie their series at 2-2 after they dropped the first two in Varelipeg. Robert Thomas and Jake Neighbors also scored. Binnington made 30 saves for the Blues, which have won 14 straight regular season and playoff games in their building dating back to February 23rd. That's impressive. Kyle Connor scored and Hellebuck made 13 saves for Winnipeg, but they yanked his ass. Eric Comrie came in relief of Hellebuck, and now you got a great series right there going back to Varelipeg for game five. That game's going to be Wednesday night this week. Let's not waste a lot of time on this one. Andrei Svechnikov had a hat trick, and the Hurricanes beat the snot out of the Devils 5-2 Sunday at the Rock to take a commanding 3-1 lead in that series. Brent Burns had a goal and an assist. Jacob Slavin also scored for the Canes. They bounced back after losing in double overtime two nights earlier. Aho and Blake each had two assists in the game as well for the Canes. They now lead that series 3-1, like I said. Game five is tomorrow night in Raleigh, where Carolina can finish the series off, and they will. What a scene for the two games in Montreal at the Bell Center. Was that place lit or what? However, the Capitals' Mangiapane scored the go-ahead goal with just under 4 minutes left, and then Brandon Duhaime had two goals, one an empty netter, and Logan Thompson made 16 saves to lead the Capitals to a 5-2 win over the Habitants and a 3-1 series lead. The teams head back to D.C. where the Caps won the first two games for Game 5 on Wednesday night. Slavkovsky and Caulfield scored for Montreal. Demidov and Hudson had two assists each. The Czech goalie Dobish made 21 saves, but he got burned late in the third. By the way, Duhaime tied it at 2 at 6:39 of the third, and then he had that empty netter, so he played a great game. It looks to me like Washington's going to be able to finish them off. This is the game that really killed me because I got a bad beat on it. I had the Kings at plus 115, but Leon Draisaitl scored on a power play at 18-18 of overtime. And the Oilers came roaring back to beat the Kings 4-3 in game four to tie their series at two games apiece. After assisting on Edmonton's first three goals, Draisaitl beat Kemper after a puck found him near the right circle after a scramble. The Oilers got the power play when they got a tripping call against McDavid. Someone tripped him. I think Gavrikov tripped him. And then Bouchard tied it with 29 seconds left in the game. And that was it. They were down 3-1. They tie it with 28 seconds left. And then they win it in overtime. Bouchard had his second straight two-goal game, also pulling the Oilers within one at 7:51 of the third with a shot that deflected off Kings defenseman Drew Doughty's skate. Bouchard had a go-ahead goal Friday night in Edmonton's 7-4 home win. They won both games at the Rogers in Varela, Alberta. Game five is Tuesday night, tomorrow night in La Lipstick City. The Kings haven't won a playoff series since beating the Rangers in 2014 to win the Stanley Cup. That's crazy when you think about it. Their coach, Jim Hiller, said, "I thought we skated a lot better tonight than we did in game three and had plenty of opportunities to put it away and did not. So here we are. We go home 2-2 instead. They get a power play in overtime. Those are tough." Corey Perry also scored for the Oilers. Pickard stopped 38 shots. Trevor Moore, Warren Fogle, and Kevin Fiala scored for the Kings, and Kemper made 44 saves, 17 of those in overtime. Philip Dano said of the Kings, "Of course it's painful, but that's the playoffs. It's 2-2. It's back to even. Now we go home, play hard, put our heart on the line, and anything can happen." Well, we'll see about that. They were up 1-0. They were up 2-0. They were up 3-1, and they blew it. They cannot close out this Edmonton Oilers team. Remember game one? They were up 4 goals. They won 6-5. They could barely win that game. I'll give you that. They won. But they can't finish off Edmonton. It doesn't matter how many goals they're down. They always catch the LA Kings. and it drives me nuts. And remember, all year on Pharrell Coast to Coast, I said I thought the Oilers would go back to the Stanley Cup Final and win the Cup. All right, let's rip through baseball from Sunday. Nats 8-7 over the Mets. The Yankees played two. They won both games against the Jays, 11-2 in game one. And then in the nightcap, Judge and Grisham hit home runs, and they won that one 5-1 over Toronto. So a great day Sunday for the Bombers. Tigers 7-0 over the Orioles. Scooble is 3-2 now. Twins 5-0 over the Angels. Jack Ryan the winner. Red Sox 13-3 over the Guardians. Bayo got the win. Duran, the guy with the mental health issues, admitted he tried to commit suicide. He took abuse from some fan at Progressive in Cleveland. They threw the fan out. The team issued a massive apology to Duran and the Red Sox, and they're going to deal with that guy. That'll be the last baseball game he goes to. Astros 7-3 over the Royals at the K. Brewers 7-1 over the Cardinals. Quintana's 4-0. Reds 8-1 over the Rockies. Lodolo's 3-2. Giants 3-2 over the Rangers. A's 3-2-10 over the White Sox. The Diamondbacks beat the Braves 6-4. Fott is now 5-1 for the Snakes. Mariners 7-6 over the Marlins. The Dodgers beat the Pirates again 9-2, beat their ass. Rays 4-2 over the Padres at Petco. Littell over Vasquez. Fairbanks the save. And on Sunday Night Baseball, the Phillies in 10-3-1 over the Cubs. Alvarado's 3-0 now for the Phillies. Let's look at today's schedule. There's a day game, 4:05, Mets and Nats in D.C. Mets are minus -165, Canning against Williams. It's on MLB Network, by the way. 6:10, Twins and Guards at Progressive. Oberon Kenobi against Williams. 6:35, Yanks and Orioles at Camden. Warren against Sugano. 6:40, Cards and Reds at Great American and Cincy. Pallant against Martinez. 8:05, A's and Rangers at Globe and Arlington. Sears and Roebuck against Patrick Corbin. 8:10, Tigers and Strohs in Houston. Flaherty against Blanco. 8:40, Braves and Rockies at Coors. Elder Statesman against Feltner up. And 10:10, Marlins Dodgers at the Ravine at Dodger Stadium. Cabrera against Dustin May there. That's all the baseball for tonight. Hopefully, if I can survive the day with this illness, I got it all. Fever, cough, cold, sneezing. I am just in agony. I'll be able to do the show. I'm hoping to do the show 3-6 for El Coast to Coast on SportsGrid TV, SportsGrid app, and SportsGrid.com/watch. We're also on X at SportsGrid-Live. We're on TCL, Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TVs. Just search SportsGrid. You'll find us. We're on Amazon Freevee, Roku, Sling, Fubo TV, YouTube TV, and Fire TV. We're on SiriusXM Channel 159 and Sports Byline USA on the radio. Make sure you get the Pharrell and the Profit app. It's badass. Everybody's making money. Everybody loves it. And there's great shows on there. Watch Profit Plays for all the picks. Watch all of the brand new and dropped Jim Florentine comedy specials. Our content is kick-ass. Our picks are even better. It's Pharrell and the Profit. Sign up today. For everything else, go to ProfitableTV.com and PharrellOnABench.com. Hopefully, I'll see you at 3 on C2C. Chicago.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.